It says Yaakov Avinu was the only one of the Avot who was told to expand. Paratzta. That's what the Talmud calls Nachala B'li Metzarim. Yaakov Avinu was given a portion without boundaries. There's no limitations. Yaakov is told, expand. Avram was told, walk the land to its width and length. Yitzchak was told, I will give you these lands. Yaakov was told, you will expand to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. Abraham's goal was chesed. Yitzchak's goal was gvura. These were the traits they used to take control of themselves and grow. And so their growth was rooted in these traits, but not so by Yaakov. Chazal tell us, by Yaakov, you have tmimut, you have a wholeness. There was no drive from Yaakov's own traits. Yaakov's own personality was not the drive, but rather Yaakov's whole existence was dedicated to Hashem. You don't find by Yaakov a stress of the Midat Chesed. You don't find a Yaakov a stress of the Midat Gvura. You find by Yaakov a wholeness, tmimut. All of Yaakov is dedicated to Hashem.
And
I don't know if it's his nature. It says that he says, through his traits. He doesn't talk about his nature. He says, these traits were the drive. Each of the Avot, their drive was through a specific trait, and by Yaakov, it was all-encompassing.
His drive. Meaning
every trait. Every trait was used. If it was Gvura, if it was Chesed, every trait was dedicated to the dedication to Hashem, and that's why he had no limitations. Because if all his existence is the connection to Hashem, it's not through a specific trait, it's through his entirety, so then there's no limit to his growth also.